This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We got legal tampering right around the corner. Looking forward to that.
Can't wait, baby.
We just talked to Daryl Ryder. Little free agents just popping up here and there all across the NFL. And we just had a chance to talk to Daryl Ryder about some of that. And also, like that, I don't know why I get so irritated about this Joe Flacco thing. Probably because it wouldn't kill me if he came back. I gotta be honest, bring in any one of these quarterbacks. Give me a quarterback that can last more than 4 years, and I'll be the happiest guy. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to last 4 years here, but at least I know that when he was here, the vibe was pretty good. I know he didn't look great last year in Indianapolis, but if I'm bringing him in, I'm doing it because I drafted a quarterback at two, and I'm praying that we can get a quarterback past their rookie contract. That's my prayer for this team. If you're going to draft a rookie quarterback and you're going to draft him at two, and I don't care who it is, could we please try to get a guy that's going to last into the next contract? Because that doesn't seem to happen around here.
It would be nice.
Would it be a first? I don't know. Tim was here how many years? Five, six? I don't even know if he made that 6 years.
I think it was five.
Well, I think it was five, too.
Sure, though.
Who's here longer than that? Nobody. We sit here, we pray. We're like, oh, I need to be a quarterback. I don't care. Well, let's go pick up a veteran quarterback who's going to be here for the next 5 years. What are you smoking? We've never had a quarterback last year for more than 5 years, and you wonder why we can't win? They can't find the right guy, or if they think they got the right guy, then they think they got the wrong coach. If they got the wrong coach, they got the wrong GM. The one thing I will say for the Haslams on this turn, whether you like Andrew Berry or not, they've given him a chance. Right? They've given Kevin Stefanski a chance. If they fail, they fail on their own merits. At least they gave him a little time to fail.
Can I throw out one thought about this?
Sure.
Now, you're going to hear all the free agent activity starting Monday, noon. We'll have it right here.
Starting to trickle now.
Well, but when legal tampering officially begins.
Tamper.
Yep, we're going to hear stuff right away. And we'll hear that annoying little voice there.
Tamper.
And then we're going to, we'll tell you. Who's going on? Keep this in mind about free agency. It's a really good way for teams to fill out their roster. It's not a really good way for teams to build a championship contender. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with you.
Well, let me.
Free agency is a supplement. And inherently, and I know that Menigan said this in the break because I've always believed this too, and I think you believe it too. If someone's a free agent because the team kind of said, go ahead and be a free agent, there's definitely something wrong there. That they've spent their time or something didn't work or
wrong. I don't
they
think
didn't
wrong
like
the
way
right.
they played the game wrong or the coaching
the right
staff
word.
Didn't like it. Something went wrong.
Business of the NFL went wrong.
Something went wrong.
No.
Yes.
I think it's this. If you are not a standout player and you reach the 4 or 5 year level with your current team, and if you're not a standout, a team can replace you for a less expensive option. And I think that's what free agency is. You get these guys who have been in the league a while, and they're competent. They're competent players. But they've reached the point where, yeah, we're not going to invest the big money in you. Good luck somewhere else. So we'll go draft a kid or sign somebody who we think might be a little bit better. Well, let me give you these names, okay?
Okay.
These are the free agents the Browns signed last year. Who made impacts? Okay?
Okay.
Tyler Huntley. Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Deontay Foreman, who I loved, and they just didn't give him the ball, and when they did, he didn't do great.
No.
Nyheim Hines.
Oh,
James Proche. Michael Dunn, who I like, but you know, Michael wasn't starting.
Nope.
Jermaine Ifedi.
They like him.
Brian Allen.
Who?
Center, got hurt.
Yeah.
Za'Darius Smith, re-signed, then they traded him.
Yeah.
Shelby Harris.
Yeah.
Mo Hurst, brought both of those guys back on the D-line. Quinton Jefferson. Devin Bush. We were excited.
Yeah.
Was Devin okay? He was okay.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't set the world on fire. Jordan Hicks. Might have been the best free agent signing the Browns made last year.
Okay.
Jordan Hicks. Tony Brown. Rodney McLeod. This player, great, like great morning show guest.
Yes.
Cade York. And Corey Bohork has re-signed. Those were the free agent signings last year.
Corey Bjorkas, most impactful.
And anything there screams Super Bowl contender. No.
Corey Bjorkas.
And that's why in this situation you have to think about where these guys are. And Andy, I don't
Did
think
Did you
it's,
say Rex Unihara too?
No. I don't think
Key
it's
a free agent for this team.
Key. He was during the season.
Yeah.
These were guys signed around the free agent period.
Oh, around
that. And okay. You know, so you filled out the team with a lot of these guys, but not two or three of them, you know, were the types of guys that you thought, yeah, these guys can really do some things for
Let it be said, I had Rex's back on that, guys. As well, especially guys that went to high school with him or friends with him. I had his back, totally had his back, leaving his back. Okay.
You know, look at what Baltimore did. They signed Josh Johnson at quarterback. Derrick Henry. Okay, that worked. Nelson Aguilar. Deonte Hardy. Josh Jones. Kyle Van Noy. Justin Matabuke. Brent Urban, Chris Board, Malik Harrison, Arthur Mullett. You're filling out your team for the most part. You might get lucky and get that guy. You know, who the key guys are. It would have been T. Higgins this year. But T. Higgins got franchised.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just keep that in mind here with free agency.
I think it also needs to be said that last year, because somebody's going to point to it, last year's running back class and the Philadelphia Eagles feel like the exception to the rule more than the rule itself.
They're the luckiest boy in the world.
It kind of feels that way, where it's like, okay, the exception to the rule is the Eagles with Saquon Barkley, who they
turned around and resigned. Well, the Ravens with Derrick Henry.
And how they were able to find Zach mm-hmm. Bond mm-hmm. and sign, you know, put him in a perfect position and now have signed him long term.
Josh Jacobs in Green Bay was really good.
Mekhi Becton is another one that you'd look at and how they moved him to guard.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Because he was a failed tackle.
And I think that needs to be seen as the exception to the rule for the person who calls it and goes, well, what about the Eagles?
Agreed with you completely. And that's why I laid that out. Just kind of like, hey, look, you're going to fill out your roster. Are you going to get guys who are going to help you build a championship contender? Rarely. So when things start happening on Monday, keep in mind, with the exception perhaps of quarterback for the Browns, these are guys that are just going to fill out the roster, might start for you, you know, might play okay for you. But, you know, you win things through the draft.
Does anyone have a problem with the Browns drafting two running backs this year? I don't.
No, they need
some
running backs.
I think they'll grab two running backs this year.
I also think that there are...
Sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be okay. I also think there are running backs available who are young pros who could be good players next year. And I wouldn't mind seeing the Browns, for instance... Miles Sanders, former Penn Stater. He's one. Elijah Mitchell is another. Maybe A.J. Dillon from Green Bay. I mean, there are guys who I think could come in and do a job.
This roster needs talent. And however they find talent, I'm in. This roster needs an influx of young talent.
I wouldn't, even in a good running back draft, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these free agent running backs get signed based on what happened last year. With the guys who changed teams, went to new teams, did really well.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sean is in Canada. Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Andy, Jeff. How's it going,
hey. Dan?
So, Andy, you're calling for Flacco to come back.
Hang on a second. Here's where I'm saying. If it happened, it wouldn't be the end of the world. That's
Dan,
all
I thought
saying.
He was calling for him. Didn't
no,
you think?
I said if it happened, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
I thought he was going to pick him up at the airport, Sean.
I have a point here.
That's not the point.
Go ahead.
So why is he better than Jameis? You know, I mean, how is he better than Jameis? Why don't they just keep Jameis?
Yes!
Jameis is already here. He's a good morale guy.
Is he a better morale guy than Joe Flacco? Because that's not what I was hearing in the beginning of the year, that his act was wearing thin. And then all of a sudden he had the opportunity to play, and then things started moving forward. I'm not sitting here on a soapbox for either one of these guys. Go ahead. Say it again, Sean. Sorry.
Joe Flacco is putty from Seinfeld. You know, he just sits there, stares at the back of the airline seat. I don't know.
Even though they got crushed in a playoff game, I kind of like the fact that we talked about a week after 18.
Hey,
that was a little bit of fun. I don't know. You tell me.
I like Joe Flacco, but I'm just saying, any of these guys, how's Kirk Cousins better than Winston? How are any of those guys better than what the guy that we have?
Because I think Cousins was better and he got hurt, and probably the opportunity for him to be a better quarterback than Winston, can we get someone that throws the ball to our team? Can we stop talking about all these guys that throw to the other team?
Joe Flacco had like the same numbers.
How about the defense to play too when he throws an interception? Get the defense to play a little bit. How about that?
All right, I'm okay with that too.
If he would have started at the beginning of the season, he wouldn't have been pressing as much. He would have been way better.
All I know is when I was watching Winston against Denver throw for 597 and throw two pick sixes, I thought, oh my God, who throws two pick sixes in a game? Other than Jameis and Joe Flacco.
He threw for over 600 yards if you count both teams.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's a record. It was an NFL record.
Awesome.
And I don't care. So what? At least we'd have fun and he could mentor the new guy.
Sean, God bless you.
Thanks, Sean. Sean and Kent.
Honest to God. Andy's campaigning for a guy who threw two pick sixes in a playoff game.
So what? Wait a second. What's the most important part of that sentence?
Playoff.
I'll campaign for anyone that can get me to a playoff game. Rhino, what's up, baby? You're in Fort Lauderdale today, huh?
Yeah, sir. I tell you, man, thank God for the Cleveland Guardians, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Ohio State Buckeyes, man, because obviously the re-envision of Eeyore from your Browns beat reporter, obviously, is just – and again, he's correct. Again, it's just a – what an ugly circumstance, man. And I don't envy the job of the GM or the front office at all. But, again, us Browns fans are just like, what do you got here? Come on, please, something.
And again, at the same time, I want to go into this this offseason, obviously, with ambition on what direction they're heading, because it seems like there is no direction right now or identity. It is terrifying. It's worse than a franchise, brand new franchise, in my opinion, in a way, because they're in a fork in a road. Hey, do they go out and re-sign some veterans with a veteran-laden offensive line and some other pieces and parts, Myles Garrett? I mean, or do we go full up 2017-18 mode, which I shudder to think, but at the same time, I'm not really sure at this moment. And I'm a diehard Browns fan, man. I'll be in the dog pound regardless, but I'm not really sure what direction they should be taking right now. It's just one of those unique, wow, the most, and not prisoner of the moment. This is the far biggest fork in the road in Browns history. There's two separate ways to go. And in my opinion, I hate to say it, but a rebuild mode, I think, is the best for the future of.
So, Rhino, are you not happy they brought Joel Bitonio back then for another year, or should they have asked him to retire?
You know, it's ironic. I was at the graciousness of going to the Joe Thomas Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and obviously Joel Bitonio was there. You see him looking in awe. And again, he is just a Cleveland Brown through and through, man. He's one of the rarities, like a Clay Matthews, Joe Thomas, et cetera, that's going to be just Cleveland Brown till he retires. And hats off to him, man. You know that he wants to be in the Hall of Fame, as rightfully so he should be. But again, I'm grateful that he's coming back. At the same time, it's kind of like a morale type of thing. It's a moral victory mentality if the Nick Chubb returns as well. Because other than that, what do you want next year? Because again, it's such a fork in the road, guys, and I'm just a fan. I want relevance. I want some direction, at least. Give me something as fans. We need to know GMs and front office. And you guys are doing your due diligence trying to figure this out, too, just like us.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, great
show.
Thank
you, Rhino. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Just for the record, and I'll talk about it in a second, Flacco's rating was higher with the Colts last year. Now, I think he played more games. And then his completion percentage is better with the Colts last year, too.
Yeah, but you don't want him.
I didn't say I didn't want him. I'm going to jump over this thing and punch you in the face. I said I'd be okay if they brought him back, if they draft a quarterback at two.
To quote Ron Wolfley from when he was with his radio partner and jumped across the desk and started beating on him and vice versa.
Yeah.
You want to go? You want to go?
You don't want to go with me.
Oh, I that was you talking to me.
You want to go?
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Andy.
That's true.
I love at number two.
You do? Oh, so now you're getting emotional about the number two pick.
Yeah, because I want to trade it for a certain quarterback who Mike Florio says might demand a trade.
Are those CCM gloves?
Did you hear what I just said? I want to trade number two for a certain quarterback who Mike Florio says might demand a trade. I guess I'll have that for you next.
Oh, now we're hanging high and dry, basket of Phelps. 92.3, the Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.